welcome back to Affinity Place in Estevan. Pleased to be joined by brand new SJHL president Kyle McIntyre. Kyle, thank you. Welcome to the booth tonight. I know you've been in demand doing lots of interviews. Thanks for making time for us here tonight.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Rob. Again, this is one heck of a series. You know, I've been watching at home on Sastel Max, and the action has been absolutely incredible. The passion from the fans have been outstanding. And you know what? I'm sure it would have been louder in the Whitney Forum the other night. But tonight at Affinity Place, the both teams' fans are into the game. And you know what? It's probably not as enjoyable from a fan perspective, but you can guess that the players would be a little bit nervous and tentative, and I think each franchise really wants to win this championship, and even though they're all booked to go into the Centennial Cup, the kids want to be there and they want to win it. There's a lot of pride associated with winning the championship, and they're playing for all the marbles in the third, and it's still anyone's game.
Well, like you say, I mean, you only get so many chances, right? It's a game seven in a league final. I mean, this is why you play the game.
Oh, absolutely. And when was the last time the Flin Flon was in the championship series? 93?
No, they've been in the finals twice in 2016-17, but have not won since 93. So I haven't been to a game seven since 93.
So I know it would mean a lot to Mike Regan and the players and the coaching staff, you know, like, especially with the way that things are right now in Flin Flon and Creighton, this would really be a huge boost for the community, and you know what? I'm pulling for the Bombers. I hope you're not broadcasting that to anyone in any other markets, but you know.
Well, we are online.
Anyways.
That's a bold statement. Good for you. Listen, Kyle, though, but saying that, you got to give Estevan credit. They're not giving Flin Flon much here tonight at all.
Oh, yeah, it's tight, you know, like at times it's a real battle. It's a trench war trying to get the puck out of the end, right? And really what you fear in a game like this, it's going to be a greasy one that's going to turn the tide and turn the momentum. And unfortunately, the team that deserves to win doesn't always win when it's like that. But you can see there's lots of traffic in the corners. There's lots of traffic down low behind the goal lines and in front of the net, in the trench, in the screen, taking away the goalie's eyes, whacking in a rebound. That's going to be how the game's won.
So if you're Flin Flon, I guess you empty the tank here in the third period, right? I mean, what choice do you have?
Well, you know, you got to throw the pucks at the net, and you got to crash the net, and you got to bang, and you got to keep the puck out of your zone. Like, that's what you got to do. I've noticed that Estevan is running a bit of a trap here in the neutral zone as well,
sure.
Right? And so really, you know, Flin Flon has lots of speed, you know, like Smith has good speed, and Chipper has good speed, and they're really taking that away by clogging up that neutral zone.
Flin Flon did have that chance. Belois made the one mistake. He came up, misplayed the puck, and they fired it off the post. Boy, you got to bury when you don't get many opportunities.
Oh, man, you know what? As kids, we always play posts on the outdoor rinks, and unfortunately in the Game 7 championship, that's not what's going to win the game.
Let's talk about you yourself. You're the new SJHL president. I guess I'll start off with this. What made you decide that this is the job that you wanted?
Well, you know what? Probably my first suspension 35 years ago, Rob, when I played for the Swift Current Indians and Patty Janelle, had a suspension meeting with Rob Cartouche. And not being facetious, and I was really impressed with how professionally he handled it and how forthright he was, and I had a lot of respect for him in the position, and I often thought to myself as I followed throughout the years, geez, it would really be cool to be the commissioner of the SJHL.
What did you get suspended for, if you don't want me asking?
Well, I played for Patty Janelle, and that's all I have to say probably for the Bomber listeners.
So I'm glad you brought that up. Were you part of that bench-clearing brawl in Flin Flon between Swift Current and Flin Flon back? And Patty Goodell was the coach at a major bench-clearing brawl. Were you part of those festivities?
You know what? The way it started was I was in the penalty box adjacent to Dan Turner. And, of course, Dan Turner, drafted by the Maple Leafs, and was a Medicine Hat Tiger, tough guy, big, strong guy. And we probably had 8 or 10 guys with over 400 minutes on our team. And I happened to be in the box beside him. And I grabbed the puck, and I went in, and I scored. And I saw the big train of Dan Turner coming at poor Kyle McIntyre, who was half his size. And he landed on top of me, and then Al Marin came in, and then the bench is emptied. And I remember we didn't finish the second period.
No.
We were all sent to the dressing room. The police were there. The fans were excited. They were passionate. They were throwing stuff at us. And Patty came into the room and read off a bunch of numbers, and I was still playing in the third period, and I think I ended up with a hat trick. And then we had to have a police escort out of the Whitney Forum. They're rocking the bus, even for Patty Janelle, who, you know, was part of building that Bomber franchise.
Yeah, so you were. That was. I remember that game. I was just a little kid watching it. That was bedlam. There was people over top throwing, like, there's partial sticks that were getting thrown out. Like, it was nuts.
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, that year, that was kind of the style we played. That's how we were built, you know. And we had Scotty Cressy and Trey Krueger, and oh, God bless them. They were our scorers. And Neil Pogany and Marty Solberg was our penalty killer. And the rest of us were built to battle and play hard and play physical and intimidate. And probably probably at the start of the year, before we got Bob Heaney from Flin Flon, Flin Flon was probably a little better equipped, and unfortunately that year they had a bus accident. They had a rollover, and there's a bunch of kids that were hurt, and to their credit, those guys pulled together as a team, and they finished that year, and you really got to respect the effort they had. But probably the only other team that was kind of built to play the Swift Current Indians was the Estevan Bruins with Jerry James, and they had a similar team. So when we met in the old Coliseum, which was about the same size as the Blue Line Inn at Affinity Place, it was always a battle.
So would you go with this team into the Western League as well? Were you with them when they made that transition to the Western League?
You know, I didn't. My rights belonged to the Calgary Wranglers back then, so I didn't. And so then Kevin Janelle, Patty's son, he was in Yorkton, and I was going to university, and he convinced me to come out of retirement and play for the Terriers. And then I spent 2 years in the Terriers, and unfortunately Kevin left at 1 year, and God bless Kevin, rest his soul, he passed too, and
yes,
he was probably one of my favorite coaches. And then once Kevin left, we had Norm Johnson, he didn't finish the year, and then we got Dennis Polonich,
another former Bomber, right? Yeah.
So lots of Bomber connections between myself and my coaches, and you know what, I love playing for Kevin Janelle, I love playing for Dennis Polonich, and you know what, I love going up to the Whitney Farm. It's probably one of my favorite rinks. Fans were passionate. It was a tight little barn, and you know what, watching on TV, I was flooded with a lot of memories the other night.
Yeah, it's a real special place, as Estevan found out. Flin Flon, a totally different team there than they are here, but saying that, one goal down, and who knows what could happen, but I do expect Flin Flon to really empty the tank. I mean, they've been working all year for this. Not expected to be here. Estevan was built for this whole purpose. They're hosting the Centennial Cup. Expected to be here, expected to win, but this Flin Flon team just grabbed momentum. Big wins against Battleford, Humboldt, and giving themselves a pretty good chance here again tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, before Bill Chow announced that he was retiring, I was following the league, and my sense was following it was that, you know, Humboldt and Estevan were kind of the team kind of watch and built to win, right? And then the series Humboldt and Flin Flon I watched on hockey TV, and you know what? The Bombers, like, I was extremely impressed with the goaltending and the defense and the size up front and the speed and, you know, and the tenacity of a Gabe Shipper. And, like, that guy is a momentum changer. He's kind of like a Brendan Gallagher out there, right? So he has really missed the last game he didn't play, right? So like, the Bomber team is fun to watch. And you know what? I said to Mike Regan before the game tonight, I said, you know what? I really like your back end and your goaltending. Defense wins championships, right? And so, you know what? There's a reason why Flin Flon has done as well as they have, and I think a lot of that is the back end.
So what have you been up to these last few years? Of course, we touched back a little bit on your hockey career, why you won the job, but what have you been up to lately?
Yeah, so I've been retired for about a year. I had an opportunity to pull my pension. The pension plan was changing in Saskatchewan with the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation, so the sector has not been real fun with COVID. It hasn't been fun for anybody, right? Education and healthcare have been really hit hard, so you know what? I have some kids. My son and daughter are both very good basketball players. My daughter is playing CIS basketball next year, so had the privilege and the opportunity this year without kind of the COVID restrictions to follow my kids around and watch them play basketball and volleyball. And my son really enjoys golfing. He's passionate about it. He's a good little golfer. Beats me regularly. So I've taken him around on the MGT Tour. So really be a dad, because for 30 years in education, 21 in central office, my wife and children are at home by themselves quite a bit when I was on the road. So it really gave me an opportunity to reconnect with my family. And I like to cook, so I did lots of cooking and lots of woodworks. If you follow me on social media, you'll see some of the things I build. I've been building a lot of the cornhole hockey boards lately, so I like doing stuff like that. But you know what? I just could not pass up the opportunity to continue the fine traditions of the SJHL and the work that Bill Chow's been doing. And you know what? I think this is a tremendous league. I really have a passion about keeping Saskatchewan kids in Saskatchewan, Manitoba kids in Manitoba. I do believe that Saskatchewan has one of the best AAA midget leagues in Canada. Lots of former contacts that would have played for my dad are playing for the Bombers and have played for the Bombers. And you know what? Like, I want to see this league thrive, but I also want to help kids get to that next level.
And nice to be coming in. I mean, it looks like we finally got the pandemic behind us and sold out buildings. And you know, it's funny, because I'm sure you heard a lot about this, Kyle, about, you know, the mix-up in tickets, how the Flin Flon fans couldn't get them. Well, again, that's because they got overflowed on the system. 800 tickets in 14 seconds. We weren't used to sellouts. We got sellout hockey again. I mean, it's unfortunate somebody's got to lose, but you know what? Both these centers have won, and I think it's been just a bona fide final for the S. You want to come out of the pandemic and do it right? Could you ask for a better SJHL final than
we
had?
You know what? Like, in my recent memory, probably 20 years or less, like, this has been the best final that I can remember. Like, usually it's lopsided, right?
Yes.
4-0, 4-1, 4-2, like, not game seven. You know, like, holy macaroni. When I played in Yorkton, we played Nipawin one time in a quarterfinal, game seven, double overtime, penalty shot.
Oh, wow.
So, like, wow, you know, like, and so this series really has not disappointed. And I really anticipate, I think, that there'll be lots of positive momentum coming out of these playoffs, not only for the Centennial Cup, but for next fall in the league, right? And so I'm really fortunate to come in on that wave of getting back to hockey and hopefully being rid of the COVID and pandemic. And, like, look at these fans rubbing shoulders, all the jerseys, the Bomber yep. jerseys, the Estevan jerseys. People are passionate. They're talking in the lobby. There is such a hum in this building. It's so exciting, right?
And that's the talk of, throughout town today, but the hockey world. I mentioned this to Zach Smith, the Bomber captain, the first intermission. I mean, the whole hockey world is watching us. This is a very intriguing series for a lot of people to follow, not just in Saskatchewan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Again, with the Centennial Cup and 10 teams coming here to Estevan here in May, like, oh, what a Centennial Cup that's going to be, right? I mean, may not have the same intensity as a seven-game series, but man, oh, man, this is exciting. This is great. Like, the way that it's been supported in Flint Font, social media, you're following that.
Yep.
Fans are passionate. Like, it's just, you know, complaining about the no air noise
yes.
makers. And, you know, it's great. Like, it reminds me of the WHL run that we had in Swift Current in 2018 when we won the Edmonton Cup, right? It's the same atmosphere. People are wearing jerseys. They got cowbells. They got clappers. They're chanting. There's a section of Bomber fans. And, like, I kind of worried when I walked by the Bomber fans down at these ends. We had, when we played Moose Jaw in 2018 in a Game 7 series, like, the Moose Jaw fans, just by the way they were situated in the rink, they were at the brunt of, some hostility or
yeah.
some rivalry from the Broncos. But, you know, the Estevan fans have been pretty respectful, though. And the Bomber fans, I talked over by the rail there, were having a good time and enjoying a few original 16s and the competition on the ice. But everyone's talking about the same thing, right? Taking away that neutral zone, being tight, not being free-flowing, like, fighting for pucks and for space. Like, it's great there's that intensity, but it's probably from a fan perspective, it's probably not the game you want to watch as a fan.
Right.
But playing in the trenches, like, you know that every single shift, every single player is given everything they have to try to get that puck in the net.
And like I said, Estevan not giving up much. We'll see if Flint Font can jump on something quickly before I let you go. Are we going to see a penalty called in the third period?
I have no comment about that, Rob.
It's been crazy, but I mean, I guess, but you talk, and you're a hockey guy, so I'll tell you. Both coaches have told me, and coaches that I talked around the league, they just want it to be consistent. So,
and it's been consistent. And you know what, honestly, I was saying to Jason and to Mike before the game in separate conversations, you know what? They're probably not going to call something unless it's checking from behind.
Right.
It's a headshot. It's a high stick with blood. Or it's taking away a scoring opportunity, right? So the referees, to their credit, are letting these kids play.
Sounds good to me, Kyle. Thank you very much for coming up.
It's
nice to meet you.
And we'll see you around.
Yeah, I'll see you
on my road trip up to Flint Pond.
Well, I'll see you the Centennial Cup. You're going to be there, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Well, okay. We'll bring you out again. Maybe come up and do color for a period. You know, kind of get a glimpse of how it's all done.
I haven't done that since I've been suspended a few times, so.
Well, I'll throw the offer up to you right now. You want to come and do a color with me for a period of the Centennial Cup?
Sure. You give me a text, and I'll be here.
Kyle, thanks a lot again.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
The rest
thank
of the game, and hopefully the Bombers can come back.
Go Bombers, go, but edit that out, please.
All righty. That's Kyle McIntyre, the brand new SJHL president. Our thanks to him for joining us up in the booth here tonight.